This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Friday. Who would have thought? I had the under. Welcome to the program. It's a meat Friday at that. And apparently, the menu is so secretive, I haven't even been told what it is. Now, I did walk by the kitchen, and Tyler's out there, but he usually sends me the menu here, and he has one job. That is, give me the menu, now make it, and make it great. But he went rogue here. I was told something like armadillo eggs. Is that right, Paulie?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different types of recipes, but it's like sausage, cream cheese, cut up pepper, like a jalapeno pepper, like a boat of greatness.
Okay, is that what it is? Okay.
Yes.
So it's a boat of greatness on the Traegers today, armadillo eggs.
And there's some type of spicy burger that's being contemplated, I heard.
Yeah, Paulie went armchair chef. He walked by and he goes, Tyler, too much spice. Too many chefs in the kitchen, Paulie.
You know what? A couple weeks ago, he said, I think there's too much salt, too much spice on this thing. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, just keeping an eye on him.
Okay.
It was a little armchairy, though.
It was.
It was a little armchairy.
I'm one of the four founding fathers of Meat Club and Meat Friday.
But he doesn't walk by you and go, I don't know about that segment.
He knows better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be not good.
That would not be good.
Yeah. Just an idea, though.
I can't even do that to Paulie, let alone Tyler going by. Yeah. Tyler, standing by, operator standing by. Your phone call is always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. By the way, who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yes. You ask for yogurt-dipped mini bones, and we listen to you, danpatrick.com. We got some great bite-sized treats, and they are dipped in vanilla yogurt. Dog cookie made with care and a lot of ingredients. DanPatrick.com, yogurt-dipped mini bones, so good that you may want to eat them yourself. This program, award-nominated, not award-winning, brought to you by M-Drive Boost and Burn. Burn fat, boost energy, support healthy testosterone with clinically tested ingredients. Just for my listeners, your first 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn, only $5. Sign up at MDriveDan.com. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question coming up. So, I just got the menu from Tyler. Chorizo armadillo eggs and Traeger Jack burgers.
Nice.
Coming up a little bit later on. All right. Let's see. Bill Plaschke wrote a beautiful column on Vin Scully. We'll talk to him. The LA Times columnist. Also, there's a couple other things going on. It's one of those, oh, by the way, Matthew Stafford's got a little tenderness in his throwing elbow. Huh? Season's starting soon here. So we'll talk to Bill about that. Also, LeBron, yesterday was the first day if he wanted to accept a contract extension with the Lakers. He's got till next June. But, of course, it was a front burner topic because it's LeBron James. So Bill joins us a little bit later on. A few things to talk to him about. NFL Hall of Fame weekend is underway. The Raiders beat the Jags last night. The commissioner has picked a neutral appeal officer here. And I wanted to see what the bio was here. Because if you're the commissioner, we just had this where you have an independent judge. So now you're getting another independent judge. Now, he's the former attorney general, and he is his role is to review the judge's decision to determine if it should be modified, increased, decreased, and if any other measures are necessary. So his name is Peter Harvey, and attorney general for the state of New Jersey. He was federal prosecutor. And he has experience in this complicated area. He's working on personal conduct policy matters for the NFL and other sports organizations. He's worked with the NFL before. But let me just put logic to this. If you're this former attorney general, you followed what's happening with Deshaun Watson, maybe as just a sports fan, then the commissioner or somebody calls to say, hey, and you already know that they don't like what the verdict was. You know what they want. How fair can you be if you know the commissioner is sending it to you because he wants to hear a different verdict? Can he just send back the same verdict and say, yeah, I looked at everything. Six games.
Looks good to me.
Yeah. Then what happens?
What?
Can the commissioner appeal the appeal and then say, we're going to sit him down for an entire year? I mean, there's really, from what I'm told, some strong opinions inside the NFL to make this longer than an indefinite suspension. And I said, well, how do you do that? It's like, it's going to be an indefinite suspension, but they want it to be, you know, more of, it could be 2 years. Trevor Bauer of the Dodgers hasn't pitched in 2 years. He's not going to be pitching anytime soon. Whether you can get that kind of verdict, and also the time frame on this, because they brought him in, and you know, if you read some of the notes that we have from some sources, the former attorney general will be able to singularly focus on the case at a time when the commissioner is in Canton for the Hall of Fame activities. Also, keep in mind there's a league meeting Tuesday in Minnesota. To approve the sale of the Denver Broncos. I don't know if he's going to have a decision by Tuesday when they're all together in Minnesota, but something to keep an eye on. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. And radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. Jags, Raiders squared off last night, the annual Hall of Fame game. And like a lot of preseason games, play wasn't very good. It was sloppy. Penalty on the first play. And a lot of guys on the field probably won't be playing this year. But to be fair, that's not why you tune in to the game. The Hall of Fame game is really symbolic because it says the NFL season is here. The offseason's had a lot of drama. So you've got players changing teams, coaches being fired, high-profile stars facing suspensions. But once we start playing football, that doesn't seem to matter. The product wasn't very good last night, but it's not a finished product. This is supposed to serve as an announcement that we got 6 months of football. Football is officially back. Seton, what's the poll question you have for us today?
Let's see, Dan. We could go with, will the Rams repeat this year, yes or no?
Okay. You know, we had Rich Eisen from the NFL Network on a couple of days ago, and he's like, you know, are we missing out all the great things the Rams did in the offseason and how great that defense is and Cam Akers is back and, you know, they got help at the wide receiver position. You don't have Odell Beckham Jr., though. And then you throw in Matthew Stafford. And then there's always that Super Bowl hangover. And we haven't had a team repeat since the Patriots in 2003. So the odds are not in their favor. But you start to look at the NFC and you go, okay, who's great? Are the Niners great? Are they very good? Are they very talented? And then I got a young quarterback there. Normally not leading you to the promised land. I look at Tampa. Okay, really good team. And I think it hinges on how good the defense is, because I go back to when they won the Super Bowl. The defense won that Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes. Then I look at Green Bay. That defense should be really, really good. But here's the thing with Green Bay. Man, they're great during the regular season. You're not afraid to go to Lambeau anymore. Not in January. You should be, but you're not. By the way, Aaron Rodgers said in the offseason that he took a trip. I mean, he took a trip, and then he took a trip when he was at his destination after taking a trip, a psychedelic trip. He was on the Aubrey Marcus podcast, and he talked about taking a drug, ayahuasca. Is that what it is?
Don't do that. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard about it in detail. Robin Quivers from the Howard Stern Show talked about it in detail. So that's the background of it. It's a hallucinogenic drug for an experience, and you have to go out of the country to get it.
So here's Aaron Rodgers talking about his psychedelic experience in the offseason.
It was a very deep and meaningful couple nights ceremony, and I came back and knew that I was never going to be the same. And like you said, it doesn't... You don't do that, and then for me, I didn't do that and think, oh, I'm never playing football again. No, it gave me a deep and meaningful appreciation for life. I really feel like that set me on my course to be able to go back in to my job and have a different perspective on things, and then to be way more free at work as a leader, as a teammate, as a friend, as a lover. And I really feel like that experience paved the way for me to have the best season of my career.
Excuse me.
All right. I don't know if we need to throw Lover in there.
Hey, if it works.
I don't know what kind of podcast this was. Maybe it's very important.
I don't know what kind of teammates he's talking about here, but he wants to be a good teammate, a good lover. Yes, Paul.
The Aubrey Marcus podcast. He's not an NFL insider, Dan. He's the founder of On It, which is some type of a philosophy of his that he's worked on. He's a modern philosopher.
Okay. Ayahuasca.
Yep.
Okay. What's it do to you?
It's like a hallucinogenic.
But what happens when you...
You hallucinate.
Mission accomplished.
Okay, thank you. Is it like mushrooms?
Could be.
I haven't done mushrooms. Have you done mushrooms? Seton.
Who are you talking to?
You. Paulie, have you done mushrooms?
One time in college, yes.
Okay.
It is very unique compared to any other drug.
Okay. Seton?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm well-versed.
I missed out on an opportunity to do mushrooms with Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, that's a huge mistake.
I know.
That's a tremendous mistake by you.
That was the name of their third album, by the way. It did well.
Hold my mushroom.
What am I looking at in the sky?
Yes, Marv.
New poll question. Who would you rather talk to about life and philosophies, Aaron Rodgers or Kyrie Irving?
Ooh. If you could only get Kyrie to play like Aaron Rodgers, at least in the regular season, I would say Aaron Rodgers now, because I don't know what's going on, but he got this really detailed tattoo. I think he's dating some spiritual guru. We're doing hallucinogenics here. Now I know why Devontae Adams wanted to go to the Raiders. No, it's like, I'm good. I'm done with this.
Vegas is a lot more tame than Aaron Rodgers' house.
I got to go somewhere and calm down. Green Bay's nuts.
Yeah, Paulie.
So Aaron Rodgers in the past two seasons has 85 touchdowns and 9 picks. Damn. And 2 MVPs, 2 first-team All-Pros. Since you getting into the ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
If I'm the Bears, I get a tanker truck of ayahuasca. I spray it all over the team. Just like a hose.
Do you personally drive Justin Fields down to Mexico for ayahuasca?
I would move the team to Peru if it helped.
How do you feel about Peru, buddy? Take a trip.
Now, you have to go out of the country to take ayahuasca. Is that right?
Reading about it, there's places that are special, like almost like camps, where you have a safe experience trying it for multiple days.
Okay.
I'm reading a pamphlet. I don't know.
A pamphlet?
Yeah, it looks lovely.
Pamphlet. All right. Well, if he, you know, found his center, if he is man, you know, in whole, he's complete, it helps him with his relationship with his family. He's been estranged from them and finds happiness and also finds the end zone in the playoffs, more importantly. Like, all right, I don't care what you're doing. Yes, Paul.
Some guy in Green Bay today is going to open a cheese curds and ayahuasca truck and be a zillionaire. Come and get it.
Do they have it on tap? Like, can you drink? How do you drink? How do you take ayahuasca? There's somebody in Iowa who's going to come up with ayahuasca. Ayahuasca, Todd. What do you think?
Ayahuasca.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
You didn't mean to wake you up there. Thank you. Thanks for showing up on this Friday. Seton, what other poll questions do we have?
What are you most looking forward to, Dan? The NFL season or college football?
I think once college football gets further defined, then I would say that might be trumping the NFL for one season. But it's still the NFL. You know, once college football gets to 16 playoff teams, and then maybe we have 2 or 3 super conferences, then I think college football is going to be really, really interesting there. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP-SHOW. We'll hear from the Jimmy Johnson. He responds to Jerry Jones and his Ring of Honor comments. Jimmy and his sniveling. So we'll have that for you coming up as well. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
I'm on my spiritual journey, just like Aaron Rodgers. It's a spiritual journey.
It's my journey.
I would go on a journey. I would. Yes.
I'm not for as many laughs as we're having, I'm not against any of those things.
No, I'm not either.
I'm all about it. All about it.
I just don't know if I want to be on a 12-hour ayahuasca journey.
I've been on a journey that lasted a very long time, and I can say that changed me because I've never gone back there.
Yeah. Joshua in Florida. Hey, Josh.
How you doing, Dan?
Good, Josh.
Hey, man, I'm just calling. It's an honor to talk to you. I've been a lifelong fan. I'm just calling about the ayahuasca. It's actually the dimethyltryptamine, DMT. And you actually, it only lasts 15 minutes total, and you go back to straight normal. And it's called the God drug or the entity drug. You actually go into every type of hallucinogen, and It's an amazing experience, and I'll tell you, it will change your life. It is an amazing one.
All right. Well, thank you, Joshua. Yeah, Paul.
Is it going to change my life to that?
Dang.
Tell Charlie Sheen I said hello.
Tyler in Virginia. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Dan and the Danettes. 5'10", 195.
All right.
I'm just wondering if you guys recall back in 1970, I believe, it was the Pittsburgh Pirates were going to have a baseball game.
And Doc Ellis. Down. Yeah, Doc Ellis.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, well, you stole it from me.
Not an actual doctor, by the way. It was spelled D-O-C-K. But yeah, Tyler, thank you. Doc reportedly went out there on LSD. I think he hit the first four batters of the Cincinnati Reds. And then they threw him out of the game.
What's wrong with Doc today?
Mike in Washington, then we will get to our Hot Takes 2022. Hi, Mike in Washington.
Hey, lit 6'2 and doing damage at 195. So yesterday, I was on hold yesterday, but you couldn't get to me. So Fritz made a comment yesterday, do we have to take callers? So, love you, Fritz, but I think you can also get a sponsorship out of this, but you should get a Peloton bike, have it sitting right next to Fritz's desk. And so my hot take is by this time next year, Fritz loses 20 pounds. So every time Fritz makes one of his comments, you got to hop on that bike.
Nice.
Okay. I like that. You up for that, Todd?
Yeah, I'd hop on the bike if it was right there next to me on my by my desk. And there was a sponsorship. Well, sure.
There's a bike that's like 25 feet behind you.
Yeah, it's a little
you.
Farther.
Okay. How about I bring the bike in?
I thought we were talking about a Peloton bike.
No, it doesn't matter.
I need a nice fancy bike where you looks like you're in the Alps and you're, you know, going across France or something like that in the bike, and they're talking to you. Those are the cool bikes.
Okay. Especially when it comes with those amazing views that the people always put their bike right in front of. They're on, like, the 15th story penthouse in the middle of Manhattan that's probably $35 million, but I'm going to put this bike right in front of me.
Yes, true. The picture would. Hey, can you move the bike? I can't see out.
Yeah, it's a view. I got the Golden Gate Bridge right outside of my window. Yeah, just put the bike there.
Yes. Yeah, Paul.
And everyone's neighbor looks like Elle McPherson in 1988. Okay, look across. She's doing it too.
Hi. All right. Hot Takes 2022. But before that, we have to have Hot Takes 2021, the year in review. This is what we said a year ago. The rightest or the wrongest. Paulie, I'll let you take over.
Here's the first one, Dan. This is my first hot take from last year.
All right.
The New Orleans Saints, 12-4 last year. New quarterback. The New Orleans Saints, a lot of excitement around them. They miss the playoffs this year. The New Orleans Saints do not make the playoffs.
Okay.
Hot. Now, I look back at that. I was right in my take, but a lot of people predicted that as well. That is not a hot take, though I was right. Here's my second hot take, Dan. All right, here's one more.
All right.
The Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
Turmoil in the offseason.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers will lose no games in their first 16 games. They will enter week 17, 16-0.
Okay.
Very wrong. They lost four games.
That's true. Okay.
Here is Seton's hot take. He had one last year. One hot take by Seton from last year. Here it is.
Tom Brady is going to throw the most interceptions he's ever thrown in a season this year.
Which would be how many?
14 plus. So starting at 15.
Wow.
But Seton says he'll throw the most interceptions of his career.
This is the year.
Oh, that he goes off the edge?
He goes over the edge this year.
Off the cliff. Okay, this is the Max Kellerman year.
This is known as the Max Kellerman year because there's so much hype about they returned all of their starters and they've got the best wide receiving core and they're, you know, defending champions. Pick central.
All right, how did Seton do?
Seton actually started this bet off really well. On opening day last year, Tom Brady had two picks. He had never had two picks in an opening day game of an NFL season. He came in that money. Seton's like, I can't believe his bet was going the right way. That said, Tom Brady led the league in touchdown passes, did not lead the league in interceptions, and threw the second most touchdown passes of his career.
However, none of those things were things that I had said in my hot take about the touchdowns and things like that. Mine was the interceptions. I came very close on most interceptions for his career. His most he's ever thrown is 14, and he threw 12 last year. That's very close.
All right.
Here is Fritzy's first hot take from last year.
All right.
Since he was so used to winning in college, Trevor Lawrence will grow increasingly frustrated with the Jaguars' ineptitude. He will make some big plays here and there, but it won't translate to wins. After week 4 loss at Cincinnati and being shown up by Joe Burrow, Urban Meyer, even more frustrated, makes a change under center. Enter C.J. Beathard week 5 at home against the Titans. What? What?
I don't think that happened.
Trevor Lawrence started all 17 games of his rookie year. Urban Meyer was more likely.
Now, these are hot takes, once again. They're not well thought out. Yes, Seton.
I think Todd should win an award for most thought out, most detailed hot take.
Yeah, I just said they're not thought out, but it feels like you did thought them out.
I had the chaos of the Jaguars. I should have concentrated, like Paulie said, on the coach's problems.
All right.
Here's Fritzy's hot take number 2, 2021.
Andy Dalton does surprisingly well through the first 5 weeks of the season. A close loss at the Rams opening night. They win at home versus the Bengals. Close win at the Browns. A dominant win at home against the Lions, but then a close loss at the Raiders. At 3-2, the Bears fans demand Justin Fields start week 6 at Soldier Field versus the Packers, but Matt Nagy stays with the Red Rifle.
Paulie?
Extremely wrong. Andy Dalton was benched after week 2 for Justin Fields.
Right.
Had a lot of S's and slurring. I can hear that slurring going on.
Like you could hear your shout there.
I really do. It's horrible. Yeah. What the heck?
Good thing you didn't have a hot take on the shout of a Seahawks.
Soaked all of you talking like that.
Good thing the shout of Supersonics aren't still playing.
Suffering. Suffering. Suffering.
All right, give me my hot take from 2021.
You did not give one. You were the judge of the hot takes.
Oh, I didn't give one.
No, you were judging hot takes. Here is
soft.
McLovin's hot take from 2020. Now, before we play it, he nailed the first part. He may have not nailed the second part. Listen to the entire take from McLovin 1 year ago today.
Oh. The Houston Texans will not get the number 1 pick in next year's draft.
Whoa. Okay.
Because they're obviously intentionally tanking. They traded another guy today. But they're such an incompetent team that they won't be able to do that right. And we've never seen NFL teams. The Jets tried to do it last year. They have Tyrod Taylor, a quarterback, who we've seen scramble his way to three wins in his sleep. I say the Cincinnati Bengals have the number one pick.
Oh, if he'd only stop with the Texans.
We were going to cut it there to be nice to him, but that's not us.
No, we can't do that.
The Bengals, Dan, went to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, they did.
The Texans did finish third for the draft. They had the third pick, so he was right at the start, then painfully wrong.
Now, the backroom guys also offered up some hot takes. Now, they didn't make air, but then I asked if we could find out what Marvin said last year at this time, and this is Marvin's hot take. You know, we also had the backroom guys record their predictions for the upcoming season, the 2021 season. And there were some wild ones there. And the one that stood out was Marvin.
My prediction for the 2021 NFL season is that the Bengals will go to the Super Bowl. They won't win the Super Bowl, but they will go to the Super Bowl.
What?
Does Marvin watch sports?
Oh, God, that's bad.
That's hurtful.
Possibly doctored and maybe recorded earlier this morning.
But you're on the record, Marvin.
Yes, you are.
Incredible. Yeah.
Even though you recorded it this morning.
I believed in him when no one else did.
You did. If you'd only been on the air, then you would have been able to share them. Okay. Hot takes 2022. Who wants to go first with the hot take?
Todd Fritz.
Well, no, every time Paulie goes, true. You always go to Todd.
I think Paulie should go first.
Paulie went first last year.
I'll go first.
Seton?
I don't know if these are hot takes or bold predictions, okay. But I've got 2+1.
Okay.
Meaning 3.
Okay.
My first one is Sean Payton won't make it the entire year in TV.
Oh, he'll come out of the booth and be a head coach?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That means Mike McCarthy gets fired during the season, but Jerry doesn't fire coaches during the season. And he's a leader. Okay.
Leader. Let's see. Number two is this year's Super Bowl halftime show. Okay. Got any guesses?
Well, it's in Arizona. I'm going to go country. All country.
Oh man, you're dipping your toes into who I think it'll be.
Okay.
But they're not necessarily a country artist anymore.
Anymore. Yes, Mark.
T-Swift?
T-Swizzle will be your Whoa. Super Bowl halftime show this year.
I like that.
Bold prediction, hot take,
All
not
right.
really sure
I
which.
Love Tay-Tay.
And now this other one, comeback player of the year.
Where did you go to come back?
To just the depths of NFL.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones will Whoa. Be the comeback player of the year this year.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to give you a hot. I'm going to give you a hot takes there.
Giants have an easy schedule.
Marv, hot take 2022.
Kind of on the same lane as Seton, the Jets will have more wins than the Giants.
Okay. I don't know if that's hot. That's mildish.
All right, my other one, the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Wait, is that just throwing it out because your Jets-Giants thing was really lame?
No.
Okay, Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. Well, you had the Bengals going to the Super Bowl last year.
I wrote Cowboys.
Okay.
All right.
Todd, hot take 2022.
Tom Brady and the Bucks will lose in the first round of the playoffs. TB12 will be largely to blame, throwing at least two picks.
Okay.
One and out.
Will that be his last game in the NFL? See, that's where you go hot take-ish.
I'm going to say no, because he's not going to want to go out like that, a first-round loss in the playoffs.
Yeah, but then when you win, you don't want to go out because you just won.
That's true. And the other one I had is expectations are high, but things unfortunately will not go well for Matt Ryan and the Colts. So much so, they'll have a losing season, and their final two games will be relatively meaningless. The Colts.
Okay.
Losing season.
Right. Paulie, hot take 2022.
Well, I'm going to go right off where Fritzy left off, because I have a Colts hot take. The Indianapolis Colts will have the most victories in AFC and host a playoff game this year. The Indianapolis Colts will have the most regular season victories of any team. They're going to go into the playoffs.
I see what you're doing. Yep. Bad division, and the other teams are in good divisions.
Improve their quarterback.
All right, okay.
I like the Colts to lead the AFC.
In wins.
In wins in the regular season.
All right.
The Philadelphia Eagles will make the playoffs this year, Dan. Not a hot take. Their starting quarterback in game one will be Gardner Minshew of the playoffs. It will either be by choice or by injury. Mm-hmm. Gardner Minshew will be the starting quarterback for the Eagles in their first-round playoff game.
Okay, that's hot. Bloop, bloop. How about this for a hot take? A team that's never won the Super Bowl will win the Super Bowl this year. That's it.
That's big.
That's the hot take. A team that's never won the Super Bowl will win the Super Bowl this year.
Let's go Lions. Browns?
No, I'm not telling you. I'm saying a team. I'm not saying, hey, I got a team. There's a team that has never won the Super Bowl that will win the Super Bowl.
Got you. Okay.
That's it. Is that a hot take? Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, because, well, now the Bills would be not hot. But the Vikings or the Falcons or the Cardinals or the Titans, that's hotter. Much hotter. Chargers?
Cardinals have won.
They won one? They appeared in one.
Yeah. So the team that hasn't won the Super Bowl wins the Super Bowl.
That's fun.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. That's Hot Takes 2022.
Yeah.
On off a cliff.
Felt like we needed something there.
No,
like
you
to
did.
Wrap it
you
up,
did.
Like some music, some applause,
my
some
bad.
Like, hey, all right, yeah, we did it. Let's wait till we do it again next year.
A
little energy or something.
I need an applause sign.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. Yeah.
We didn't need that.
You said you wanted to end it with something, so.
Well, I didn't want to do that to Todd.
It is kind of off-putting, to say the least, sound of that.
Wasn't even sure if he should show up.
Cannot believe that.
Wow.
It's just an unbelievable soundbite.
Seton making fun of you.
And he's always usually on my side.
He frowns whenever he's
he's always got my back. But you know what? That is awful and it needs to be made fun of.
At this point, I mean, come on. That cat is out of that bag. I mean, I'm trying to appreciate just what an amazing moment that was captured right there.
It was. And then he said we doctored it.
I had no idea until I heard it that it sounded like
play
that.
It again, Marv.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. It's like I'm purposely doing it to like impersonate somebody. What is that? A lot of saliva? Like I have some invisible bite plate in my mouth or something.
You couldn't do that now if I ask you to do it.
I don't think so. It's like a 12-year-old getting braces for the first time trying to talk.
Can you say Steve Sarkisian and the Seattle Seahawks?
Steve Sarkisian and the Seattle Seahawks. That's just because I'm talking a little slower.
Yeah.
When I start getting hyper and talk
fast. I
tell
you that's why if you speak slower.
Yeah, the tongue and the saliva gets all over
Marv,
the place.
Play it one more time.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. I cannot believe how horrible it sounds. That's just ridiculous.
Let's take a break.
I really thought I had to go to the doctor after you guys played.
Oh, that. I know you did.
I thought I was doing the tongue touching my nose stroke thing, like that I was going through some kind of.
Can you imagine he goes to the doctor's office and he plays the audio from our show? Doc, I just want you to hear this.
I got a problem. Okay, what's wrong? Okay, let me play this for you.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
Nurse, get in here. Stat.
Yes, stat.
Yes. Stat.
Yeah, it sounds like someone having some kind of medical event where they need to pull over on the side of the road.
Let's take a break. Phone calls coming up. If you got hot takes, fire away. And we'll come back with your phone calls after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Lashke joining us, Around the Horn contributor and, of course, columnist for the LA Times. That's one of those, I'm guessing, where you go, how do I capture this and do it in a column? I mean, it's more of a, it feels like a 30 for 30, Vin Scully, and you're trying to capture him in a column. How challenging was that?
Yeah, it was so difficult, Dan. It was so, he's been so much part of my life and part of our, all of our lives. How do you describe the soundtrack of your summer? How do you describe the wallpaper in your living room and on a summer night? You know, how do you describe all the millions of words that he was our muse, and how do you capture that? And he was, I think the thing that made him so different is that he was so, and I don't want to say different, but made him so unique, was that he was so kind and so gentle. And so, you know, this is a man, he called his own bobblehead night and never said it was his bobblehead night. Imagine that. Called the whole game, and everyone said it was his bobblehead night. Would never do a book. I begged him to do a book with me. Would never write a book. How many people of his stature have not written books? He said, I don't think I'm that interesting, Bill. He wouldn't come back on once he retired in 2016. He wouldn't come back on and do any World Series innings when the Dodgers were in him. He said, nope, that's my place is gone. And I'm just going to get in the way. He always thought he was just going to get in the way. And, you know, then of course the crowning achievement out here, which was amazing to everybody, was when his final game at Dodger Stadium that he broadcast, he ended it by singing Wind Beneath My Wings to the fans. And it was the only misguided gesture of his career because we should have been singing it to him.
No.
But that's how he felt. He felt like the fans were the ones who lifted him and carried him through all this. And his appreciation was never lost.
And if you had a style like that now, nobody's going to hire you, right?
Yeah, because one thing, he wasn't a homer. This is a little secret about Ben. He never really went to the clubhouse, and never, you know, the players admired him, but didn't really like him for a long time because he was critical of them. You know, he wasn't there. You know, he wasn't. He called the game right down the middle, and he told stories. So he wouldn't really call the game. He'd tell the stories. He used to tell me, God invented the foul ball for him because every foul ball meant the story could continue. And you would cheer for you right then. You'd be listening to Vinny tell a story and you'd be cheering for the foul ball. And, you know, stories like, I remember the one, I think it was the Diamondbacks brought in an outfielder, Socrates Brito. And I thought, oh God, here we go. Here we go. Let's go, Vinny. And for 6 innings, we learned all about Socrates. And foul ball after foul ball after foul ball. And, God made the foul ball for many.
The Matthew Stafford elbow procedure now feels like it's more than just a procedure. And then Sean McVay kind of echoed that. Is this a big deal?
Yeah, this procedure has implanted a little bit of fear into all of Rams Nation. Yeah, Super Bowl champion, defending Super Bowl champion, the quarterback's got a bad elbow. That's a big deal. It's a big deal because he's never dealt with this before at this level. It's a big deal because McVay's never coached a quarterback before at this level. So it's almost like the blind leading the blind. They're having a tough time trying to figure out how to get this under control. He threw a ball 50 yards yesterday. It looked great. That's one pass in practice.
Yeah.
What happens with the regular, you know, rigor of the NFL season? This is definitely an issue. This is a big issue that bears watching because I think the Rams just really don't know. They don't know what they're going to get. They don't know is it going to be on a pitch count? I mean, is he going to be restrained? Is he going to be ready? They don't know. And without Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay's offense, I mean, you know, they don't win. I mean, the season's over with. So it's a big deal.
How much confidence do they have in John Wofford?
I love John Wofford, and I pushed for him to replace Jared Goff back then, but Wofford can carry out the offense. He can run the plays, but he can't throw the deep ball and he can't make the big wild play and he can't save him like Stafford saved him. So no, they confidence. They're a 500 team at best with Wofford in there, and they're barely a playoff team if at all. It's because the quarterback driven team. It's a quarterback coach. That's the reason they went and got Stafford to win a Super Bowl. To not get him, you don't win a Super Bowl.
Rams made moves in the offseason knowing they're not going to have OBJ, but is there still a chance OBJ could end up on this roster later in the season?
As a brilliant columnist who wrote that they should never have signed OBJ and he was a terrible for the team, that was one of my more regretful moments of the last season. I'm all in. Oh, come on, OBJ, please come. You'll be great. I'll support it. I'm leading the OBJ bandwagon. Yeah, this feels like OBJ seemed to like it. Except for me, he seemed to like it out here. He seemed to like everybody out here. So I think it's very strong. I mean, you got to think they're looking at all angles now. They're trying to figure out how to mitigate this because this is a deal.
He's Bill Plaschke, LA Times columnist, contributor to Around the Horn. Does LeBron feel like he's on the clock here with this contract extension with the Lakers?
Not really. I mean, he's gonna end his career here. The Lakers are gonna take care of him. He's just waiting to see. He'll sign at least a 1-year deal, probably with an option to see where Bronny's gonna go. He wants to play with Bronny. The Lakers, you know, they want him around. They like him. I think they should trade him. I think they should offer him nothing and get rid of him and start from scratch because they're not going to win. But they're in love with the star power. They're in love with him breaking the record of Kareem's record next year, and they would be the one team, Hollywood, that would go out of their way to make sure he and Bronny play together. And that's 3 years down the road. So this is all leading to that. So. He'll get what he wants. They
what
like.
What could
him.
You get for him, Bill, if they tried to trade him?
I would think whoever's going to get him this year would be instant championship contenders while he's still healthy. I mean, you can get a couple front line players and some draft capital. I would think. I would think because he's guaranteeing you a trip deep in the playoffs if he has the right surrounding cast. He was great last year.
But who's going to pony up for him that they won't decimate their roster where they would be competing for a championship?
Yeah, I don't know. I've given up hope. I banged the trade LeBron drum for 6 months now. I've got no takers. So I don't, I've given up hope. I can't tell you, but I got to think there's somebody out there that he would come right in and step right in there and maybe just draft. Maybe they just need draft picks for him.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Will he go? With this player and power money, you might just say, you know, I'm not going.
Well, I think at this point they want to keep him around to break the record.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. So and then maybe go next year. But I just don't see this trying to acquiesce to him to make sure he plays with Bronny. That's what this extension is all about. Because he's already guaranteed to break the record in front of fans here. It's about the next couple of years and whether he stays. And it's about Bronny. And I just don't think you tailor your organization around the needs of a kid who's a senior in high school right now.
Well, you go back to Kobe, and it felt like they weren't going to win. They knew they weren't going to win, but they wanted to give you something to show up to see. Therefore, they kept Kobe.
Yes. And I've told Jeannie this before. I criticized that move when it happened. But I reneged. I went back on that. That was a brilliant move because it gave us a 60-point game. It gave us the game against Utah. It gave us the goodbye, and that was worth the $48 million they gave Kobe the last 2 years of his contract.
Wow.
LeBron doesn't have that connection here.
Yeah.
I don't think people are even that excited he's going to break Kareem's record. I think as many people are cheering for Kareem as cheering for LeBron. I really think so, Dan. So I think they're talking about giving a Kobe contract to a guy who doesn't have the Kobe magnetism or the Kobe connection that Kobe had here.
And it feels like you can't go a day without Russell Westbrook being sent somewhere.
He's not going. I mean, I think they've given up on that. I think he's not going anywhere. And they're trying to make it, trying to make it as pliable as they can for him.
But I think if Darvin Ham asked him to be Andre Iguodala, like, use that as – I know that Russ thinks he's better than what he is, but if you say, look, you can play another 5 years in the NBA if you kind of model yourself after that person who was a great scorer, made a lot of money, was a big deal, and became a role player, and ask Russ to do that. If not, he might not be in the NBA after this contract.
Well, I agree, but do you think he's going to listen to Darvin Ham? He didn't listen to Frank Vogel. He didn't listen to anybody. He's been through four coaches in 4 years. Yeah. He didn't listen to anybody. But, yes, he'd be great. Iguodala was a great locker room guy. Russ is a divisive locker room guy. And I can't just imagine. I can't imagine Laker Media Day. That's going to be bigger than a World Series. That's going to be bigger than the opening of the football season with the Rams and Bills. Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis and LeBron James at Laker Media Day. That's our Super Bowl right now.
How nervous do you think the Dodgers are with what the Padres did?
They're nervous about what Clayton Kershaw did. They're very nervous about his back. Leave with the back yesterday. And I told him, Dan, you got to get a starting pitcher. You need starting pitching help at the trade deadline. They didn't do it. They didn't get it. And now they're in trouble. Now they're in trouble because Clayton's with his back issues. He's probably out at least a month. They may not get him back full strength for the postseason. They have Julio Urias as their one bona fide starter that's healthy and ready to go. You know, they could be hurt. And it comes to short seasons in October, they could be really hurting. They're really worried about Clayton. That worries them more than the Padres. I think the Padres think they're still a year away from actually challenging the Dodgers, but they're worried to death about Clayton Kershaw right now.
Yeah, the Angels sort of put it out there with Shohei Ohtani. Let's just get the room temperature here. Let's look a couple of years down the road. Is Shohei Ohtani's next contract with the Angels?
I believe it is. I believe otherwise, Marino just got to sell the team. If he gets rid of this guy, remember what happened to the last team that traded Babe Ruth. They didn't win for 85 years. You don't trade Shohei Ohtani. You just don't do it. You build around him. You figure it out.
Well, they traded Juan Soto, so, you know.
You make better decisions. No, you just – but Shohei's different. Shohei's twice the player Soto is. I mean, literally – twice the player Soto is. You don't trade Shohei Ohtani. That would be death to everything that the Angels stood for. And it would mean Artie would probably sell the team. He'd probably have to get up a pin before he sold. So you just cannot trade that kind of asset.
Is there any chance that UCLA is not allowed to leave to go to the Pac-12? I know USC is a private institution, but the governor has talked about, you know, maybe, you know, he wants answers here with UCLA leaving to go to the Pac-12.
No, he's just stamping his feet, trying to get some public notice, trying to get some attention. They're going. UCLA's going. UCLA was going the minute USC said, hey, guys, you want to come along with us? Although UCLA will tell you they were leading that train. No, Dan. They got to call in the middle of the night. Hey, we're going to Big Ten. You want in? Sure. Okay, we're in. And that's how that went. They're definitely going. And if for no other reason, then as UCLA explained it, all the TV money will pay for all their Olympic sports. All these non-revenue sports that could have gotten cut out, they're all being paid for now at UCLA. And so that's huge for them. There's no way any provost or any trustee is going to go vote against that. It's not even come to a vote. It's just a bunch of hand-wringing and brain to the sky.
Good to talk to you again, Bill, and thanks for the column on Vin, and have a good weekend.
Thanks. Yes, it's been a long, tough week out here, but you got the Padres in town this weekend. Celebration of life for Vin. It should be a great Friday night at Chavez Ravine if you can handle the traffic in the bathroom.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Plaschke, LA Times sports columnist.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.